Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Always fun to tee it up with a former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, I'll tell you what, the week was filled with Paul Ryan, everything about him. He bow hunts, he went to Miami of Ohio, he's Catholic, he started in politics when he was 28.
He has great
women
hair.
Love him.
He exercises.
Yeah. Exactly. Anything you can imagine was talked about with Paul Ryan. Not a surprise, but were you surprised by this choice or no? And do you think it's a smart one by the Romney team?
I thought it was down to Paul Ryan or Bobby Jindal, one of the two. That's who I thought it was down to. Ryan is not a guy that you'll find that people on the Hill will say, oh, he's Newt Gingrich, he's mean, he's blah, blah, blah. You won't find that. They don't like his policies, you know. He's a policy wonk type of guy. People are saying, why would Romney pick him with the Medicare, the big M word, you know, not Michigan, but Medicare. But I've got to tell you, from Romney's point, it's a plus for Romney. Now, they didn't get a bump in the polls, but look, Romney is just stiff and yawn. I mean, at least he picks somebody that has a little bit more excitement, and it can actually communicate, unlike the last vice presidential pick and the ticket 4 years ago. So
a swipe at Sarah Palin. Although everybody's comparing the numbers for Sarah Palin and Joe Biden when they were polled, when they were picked. You know, Obama picks Biden in 2008, and McCain's team picks Palin, and their numbers initially were much higher in the polls than Paul Ryan's, but that's changed in some of them. So that's not surprising either, because you know this, you were a politician. Uh-huh. The polls go up and down, right?
Sure, and Ryan, it was a problem for Romney in the sense of Romney was trying to duck in and out and dance about the Ryan budget, Medicare, you know, he was trying. And so it makes him have another flop on a flip. So that's a problem. But at the end of the day, Romney needed something. I mean, something had to give. And I think Rubio would have ignited a horrible spark that the Latino community would have been against him. So this was, you know, for Romney was okay. He didn't, again, get the bump. But it is gaffe week with vice presidents and vice presidentials.
No kidding. Yeah, and you know Biden, and so a lot of people are attacking Biden as saying Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, said, "Oh, he's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Do we really want this guy to be president? I know Joe. He doesn't know what he's doing." What do you say about what Biden's tripped up on?
Well, you know, I served in the Congress and foreign policy. We worked with his office. Joe Biden's really, especially foreign policy, is good at it. We used to joke, Democratic and Republican members, that, you know, you have your opponents and the Senate's the enemy. We used to say that. And senators, Lord help you if you had to speak after them, because they all talk forever. It's the Senateitis. But Joe Biden is not a dumb man. Joe Biden is a bright man. He's been around. He's a nice guy. He likes to talk a lot. And everybody on the Hill, it's no secret. Everybody talks about Joe Biden when he, you know, got nominated. We're like, oh, wow, Joe will talk. And Joe is unfiltered. I have a lot of friends unfiltered. He tends to be, but he's not a racist. He is not a racist. But he will just say things, you know. If you know Joe Biden, he'll say things. But he's not a dumb man by any stretch of imagination. He simply is not.
What did you make of Romney saying, because, of course, it's always about the taxes and how many tax returns, how many years are going to release. And he said, listen, when reporters keep dogging him about it, I have never paid less than 13%. Do you think so, or is he stretching the truth?
Why, he probably has. I don't know. If I'm not going to release my forms, I don't know why I would have said that.
That's what I think,
too. I pay taxes. And now you're getting into percentages. People are going to start taking out pens and calculating things.
Yeah.
He's better off to just say, I paid taxes, end of the story. Now, well, how many years did you pay 13 to 18%? How many years did you pay 13 to 14%?
Yeah.
The issue's just out there. And then it's too late now, probably, for him to do anything about it. But I wouldn't give. Now that he's got himself in this bind, I don't know that I would have gave exact numbers.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Absolutely. Hey, you have a terrific weekend, Bob Ney. Talk Radio News. We'll tee it up with you again. All right, coming up this hour in America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag for sure at the tail end of the show. A lot of mail on a couple of different things. One, Julian Assange getting the asylum he wanted in Ecuador. How about that? That's the WikiLeaks guy after everything that's gone on with him through rape allegations via Sweden and some women in Sweden, what he went through in a trial in London, and then ultimately some of the people that he's tried to take down. He says that's the reason he's getting slammed right and left. So what does it mean? Also, mixed in the mail, people, of course, talking about Ryan and the impact he's had or could have on the Romney campaign. It's a good time to remind everybody, this show will be in Tampa, Florida, broadcasting from the Republican convention. Not next week, but the week after that is the convention. So we'll bring you all the sights and sounds and all the interviews of what's happening there. Truly the buzz with 15,000 media. I don't know if I've mentioned this or not. It is the second most credentialed place besides London, just coming off the Olympic Games. That's how many credentials were ultimately issued, because a lot of people from other countries are also coming to cover both conventions, the Republicans and the Democrats. Always mixed in, of course, there is the blunder of the week. Yes, we've brought it back. It was in the closet, and I have taken it out because so many of you requested that I do so. So we do have a blunder of the week. You can only guess what it is. Politician, a little graying, a little controversy. Maybe it's too obvious. And then there's this crazy thing in For Your Health worth mentioning, that egg yolk, they're saying an egg yolk, and I'm such a huge egg eater, they're saying the yolk of an egg presents serious health risks similar to smoking. Oh, I was drinking a cup of coffee and perusing through a couple of magazines, including Aviation Magazine, by the way, if you're curious as to what I read, and pretty much everything. And when I'm sitting there, I'm reading that, and then I'm looking up, and I see a little blurb come across a crawl, and the link is to this yolk thing, and I thought, boy, this is the idea. Protein, 70 calories for a soft-boiled egg. What's up with the yolk? So anyway, we'll explain that, as it was very, very disconcerting to me. And I'm sure many of you are egg eaters. Remember the big campaign about the eggs and eating more eggs? And now it turns out it might have put us in a dangerous situation. Of course, I found out through a friend who is a medical writer, if it takes one thing, just one thing, it's like all those side effects from drugs, they just have to have that one tiny, like, person. I won't say they're a tiny person, but one person out of maybe even a million, and they, if something happens to them, they have to put it down as a side effect. So maybe if we dig a little further into that, I'll find that that's probably the same thing. One can only hope. But coming up on the flip side, we've only scratched the surface. We've got odds and ends on the week, so stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The big story across the country has to be in topping odds and ends is the West Nile virus. Do you know since 99, I looked this up, 30,000 people in the U.S. have been reported as getting sick with the West Nile virus. And, you know, we're talking about these mosquitoes. I hear them now. Oh, man. So, yeah, no joke. The update as of just a day ago, 43, this is current now, 43 states have reported West Nile virus infections in people, birds, mosquitoes, you know, that kind of thing. And the sad part is the deaths that have happened. You know, I mean, this is serious. You have these diseases like meningitis, encephalitis, all that kind of stuff. People that feel as though they can't move, almost paralyzed. I watched a story about a little girl a couple of days ago who pretty much feels like she has absolutely no energy. And it turns out that it was a mosquito that bit her. And we're talking West Nile. So 693 cases so far in 2012, highest number of West Nile virus disease cases reported to the CDC have happened now in August. Here's the deal, and it's in Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Oklahoma, across the board, as California is some of the worst. course, our satellite facility is now ground zero for West Nile virus. And as I am here on the air, they are spraying the neighborhoods. Yes, they are spraying the neighborhoods, the aerial stuff. And it's highly controversial because there were a lot of people that protested the idea of even doing that, that this wasn't good, dropping all this stuff down on the neighborhoods, including our own facility right around us right now, throughout the next 5 or 6 hours, apparently. They may do it again. So the idea is our intern, Mahalo, has to stay inside, dogs, all that kind of stuff. Of course, kids and anybody who was going to take some kind of a jog with their flashlight probably wouldn't have been a good idea to do that. And Texas isn't the only place where they're spraying. I mentioned some of the other hot spots. South Carolina is another one. And, you know, people are not thrilled about the idea of having all of that dumped on street after street after street. But here's the thing. If it hasn't happened in the past, it's like we've talked about before, how many of you, and of course I have my special infrared glasses, how many of you listening to me in Maine or listening to me in Connecticut or Illinois or any of the great places, the nooks and crannies out there, how many of you remember mosquito trucks? Did you have a mosquito truck in your neighborhood that sprayed? Remember, it would be this terrible, it would be this overwhelming smell, and kids thought it was funny because there was just all these smoke would billow out, lots of smoke up and down the streets, and you would run after the smoke, not thinking about any of the after effects and what they could possibly do. So health people are involved in this. What's the threat to your health, of course, is the big concern. And Dallas County in the entire United States is the epicenter of an outbreak of the West Nile virus. Half of the human cases of West Nile in Texas are in Dallas. And they say the North Dallas County area, which includes parts of Richardson and University Park and some other areas outside of Dallas, have 76% of the cases. Wow. So a state of emergency, the mayor of Dallas has called a state of emergency, and they're doing the aerial mosquito control spraying. A little bit different than the trucks that we used to, chase around. But I know, if you had the choice, I'm just saying, you have the choice. We know the unknown factors. In fact, I said the crazy thing moments ago about the yolk, which I'm going to get to, but and possibly being worse for you than smoking. So in your head, if you think and you've read about what are the pesticides that are being dumped, what are the things, the strong formula that's being dumped to knock out the mosquitoes, to knock out the potential carriers of the West Nile virus, is it worth the risk? Well, when people come up dead and people come up they can't move and there are no answers for this and you have not had spraying, I know it's like being at the craps table, because it's always about when something happens to you health-wise, it's always about in future years, well, where did you live? Did you live near power lines? What did you eat? That kind of stuff. But I would honestly say, if I'm going to roll the dice on this one, I would roll the dice because I haven't been exposed to it very often. And I think a lot of people in the country might be in a similar situation. The old days of the mosquito trucks that I mentioned are long gone. Now, the egg yolks, because this counts for O&E, this study is suggesting that if you eat egg yolks, it could accelerate heart disease almost as much as smoking. That's an incredible statement to make. Do you believe it? So the study that was published online said that, and it was the Aerocelius was the name of the journal. They found eating egg yolks regularly increased plaque buildup about two-thirds as much as smoking does. And specifically, people who ate three or more a week showed more plaque than those who ate two or less yolks. So what does that mean? To save the yolks, the egg eating for brunch on Sunday. It is one study. The top researcher involved in this, the guy who authored the paper, Dr. David Spence, is saying that they needed a way to put it into perspective because you'd be eating cholesterol and smoking increases cardiovascular risk too, but the general public thinks smoking is far worse for your health. So the issue isn't so much, the issue is with the yolk, not the egg. So therefore, I guess the whole egg white thing, you'd be, you know, people who eat egg whites, you'd be okay. But I think it's very surprising. I guess if you down a lot of eggs, it's something to consider. This study, by the way, was done in London, and they observed over 1,200 people over a period of time so they could prove that out and looked at all kinds of things, lifestyle, medications, and whatnot, you know. So are you going to stop eating the yolk? There's my question. Or are you just going to chalk it up to, well, they say everything gives you cancer. They say we have to be worried about coffee one day, and then it's okay to drink coffee the next day. So who are you going to trust on this one? Maybe we'll take a flyer. I'll tell you what. Too much of anything probably isn't good. That whole thing, that old, tired, trite saying about everything in moderation is probably bloody true. So those of you out there listening to me who do things in moderation, not to extreme levels, you're the smart ones. You were probably the smart ones versus the rest of us. All right, I got to get you caught up to date on a couple of things that would also fall into this category because I got lots of questions about this. You know, here we go again with another shooting, and this happens in Washington, D.C. I think you know a lot of the details on this. We had someone on talking about it, but the suspect that's charged in the Family Research Council shooting, the question always becomes why? What pushes someone to this? What pushes Floyd Lee Corkins, who's 28 years old, to walk into a conservative group where they've pumped out lots of press releases and gotten airtime across the country and whatnot at the Family Research Center, the FRC, to go in and think he's going to, what, shoot a bunch of people and that's going to make a statement. Luckily, you know, the aftermath, the guard takes him out, doesn't kill him, but takes him out, takes him down. He takes the gun from his backpack, shoots the guard, though, in the arm. And luckily, the guard wrestled him down, got the gun away from him, and subdued him. But who knows what would have happened otherwise. So now the questions remain as to what was he doing there? What was that all about? I don't know if we'll ever know the answers to that. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do this.
No Obama amnesty!
No Obama amnesty! Amnesty.
Uphold our laws!
Uphold our laws!
No Obama amnesty! Uphold our
laws! Uphold our
All right, that was the sound outside of one of the downtown consulates in California, protests over the new immigration program. We pump this out a lot here on the show and talk to people on all sides of this. And as you know, probably a million, maybe not a million, we don't know the exact amount, but if you pay your $500, if you can get somebody to vouch for you, or you went to school, or you've served in the military, you'll get a permit to work for a couple of years. And always my question is, well, where are these jobs? Where are they getting the jobs? So the day before, because the 15th, Wednesday is when this started, the day before the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services was set to start letting people do this, that was the campaign promise to overhaul immigration laws that Obama made in 2008. The policy, they say, could stop committed fraud. That's what they're saying. The policy change could stop that. And it will be ultimately referred to the federal immigration agents because they're having problems. They're having problems deciding on who's doing what, in other words, so that I make that make sense for you. Because what's happening is illegal immigrants are scrambling to get their documents in order, and there's a big chunk of vagueness about what those documents are. So already Immigration and Customs Enforcement, what is called ICE, you know what it is now, ICE has been complaining a lot about these policies because You've got these young illegal immigrants who are lining up for their first chance to work legally in the United States, but the problem is, who are these people? It sounds all nicey-nice, and, oh, well, hey, they've been here, and isn't this a great thing, and they pay their almost $500, and then we'll figure out a way to work this all out. But it's not working out at all in trying to even process the people. And, you know, ICE, because I just saw something about this, ICE has been ranked as one of the worst places to work in the federal government. So not only is it a bad place to work because nobody knows what hand is feeding what hand, they're having massive problems over the executive order and trying to figure this out. How do they figure this out? And yeah, so people are unhappy. The morale is low. And I don't mean to laugh. The morale is low, and we're processing all these people. That's what we're doing. We're trying to figure out a way to get them through. And a lot of people, a lot of young people have lined up across the country, depending on where it is. Although there was a fear among some that this could ultimately hurt their family. Then, because then they out their family, their mother came, their father came, their whole family came, whatever it is. So the, certainly there's some controversy surrounding it, let's say. But to me, it's a stroke of brilliance on the Democrats' part because this delivers the Hispanic vote to Obama. If you're the incumbent, you want to get reelected. A lot of the younger people are saying they're not too happy. Who knows what they do and what they do with the vote and all that kind of stuff. Well, you don't have to worry about it. Why? The reason why is because now with this executive order a couple of months ago, came down in June, and even if there's problems with it and trying to make it work and all that stuff, ultimately they get what they want, and it's the demographic that they want at this point. And doing this is, frankly, is just going to, I think, is creating more problems already. So favorable from some people, favorable in the sense from the Democrats with the voting, but ultimately this, I think this policy is going to cause a lot of problems. And is it amnesty? Do you think it's amnesty for illegals? What's happened now with the executive order and processing? I think, to me, beyond that is the job situation. I mean, that's definitely one thing. But put that aside for a second and tell me these permits to work legally. Where are these jobs? Where are these jobs? And plus, in this promise to overhaul immigration laws, people proving that they've been in the country is where there's already sticky problems. So you have these dreamers that are trying to get some guidance on what they're supposed to do as they scrape together the $500. And like I said, good luck in trying to get those jobs. So nothing but the same old, even though for decades we've known that these problems have been here. This is nothing new, folks. You know that. During the Reagan administration, there were laws on the books, and if they were just enforced and had to do with cracking down on people who hired anyone who came into the country illegally. If that was just halfway, let's say it was 60% enforced, we wouldn't have the numbers that we're talking about. We wouldn't have some of the massive problems that we've had, especially, you know, 1990 on, as it just, the numbers kept swelling, getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. Now, somebody listening to me out there will say, oh, well, who cares? Nope, there's no jobs, so everybody's going back anyway. But that's not entirely true. Don't believe everything you read. It's not entirely true. Trust me. And we go back to the same problems with the jobs, without a doubt. I want to pick up where we left off for a second on the suspect that was charged in that crazy shooting where, thank goodness, the security guard wrestled him down and it didn't become a bigger situation. I'm sure Chick-fil-A isn't completely excited about what happened at the FRC. Well, no one's excited about it. But Chick-fil-A, once again, was featured in this. Why? Because the nut who went in had inside his backpack, he had 50 rounds of 9mm ammunition and 50 rounds and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, right? So how does he get to that point in the first place? As somebody sent me on the chat, in Washington, we don't have metal detectors. They didn't have metal detectors. Well, the answer is, I mean, this is a private group, so they would have had to have the metal detectors. In all government buildings, you have the metal detectors. And that's not where he was, though. So they didn't have him there. Although maybe it is surprising. Maybe the point is well taken. They did have the guard, though, and the guard was awesome because it didn't lead to a bunch of people being shot, other people being shot, and a bunch of people dying while they were at work, some of them having nothing to do with any kind of policies that come out or any political opinions from the Family Research Council. Just people that are doing other jobs in the building, doing other things related to the company, but not necessarily in the trenches, and who knows what floor he would have picked and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, he's gone. That's it. His life is done. He's gone with the threat of possibly murdering people. Once he gets into court, I mean, he yells out, "I don't like your politics." And clearly he was armed to do some serious destruction. And he's going to have a public defender. He has a couple of $100 to his name. So the evidence shows that he was acting alone with everything they found in the backpack, but this is it for his life. Certainly, to me, this is open and shut. I mean, hey, he has to have his day in court after all, but once he has his day in court, he's not seeing the light of day. He's absolutely not. And then, of course, people that know the guy say, well, he would never do that. He was just the greatest guy. Don't we always hear that? He was just one of the greatest people that I've ever met. I'll tell you what, I hope that they do something awesome for the guard. Johnson is his name. I hope that they, I'm sure they treat him right, but I hope they do something special for him. Leo Johnson, because his actions, which has nothing to do with what was going on in the building, their politics or anything else, but his actions saved a lot of people's lives. And by the way, on the gun thing, because, and this is why I said we had to pick up where we left off, Jake sent me a note about, what about the specifics on the gun? Not a lot of people are talking about that. He legally got the handgun from a gun shop in Virginia in the last 2 weeks. So, and he had volunteered, I'll say this again, he had volunteered at the D.C. Center for the LGBT community. And so he was working there, especially on the weekends. I mean, look, the guy had a degree and had gotten it 4 or 5 years ago. So there's something more here. As I said, we won't know. We probably won't ever know the why, because who knows what makes him tick necessarily. But some of the specifics, it has to be politically motivated, and obviously based on where he was working, what he was doing, he was taking out his rage. Something set him off. He was taking out his rage on the FRC, without a doubt. So the security guard's okay. That's the good thing. And we move on from here. It's going to be another raging debate once people get back on the Hill. It's a break time right now, and I don't know that this goes into full swing debate until after the election. It most likely, if anybody's trying to push through gun control of any sort, while there may be a few moments on the floor in the Senate or in the House, I don't think it goes anywhere until next year, because we, at this point, you got to get through the presidential election. You have two conventions coming up, so I don't see it. It does certainly raise a lot of eyebrows and a lot of questions about a lot of different things, as do all the shootings, both the shootings in the Sikh temple and the movie theater shooting, too. Has to do a lot of where are you? Who are you looking around? Are you doing the 360 anymore? Head into the mailbag next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With me, Kate Delaney. If you had a rough week, here's the good news. Unless you work on the weekend is almost here. Oh, we are oh so close. Coming up the rest of the way, as you may be already in the middle of the weekend, and let me tell you about some of the great guests that are coming up. The reason I'm telling you this is because I know a lot of you listen to different of America tonight. You can always go to the website and download. In fact, there's an app. There's an app, Kate Delaney America Tonight app. If you go to GCN, you can get it, GCNlive.com, and you can download any of the shows. We have some amazing guests that are coming up. The general counsel for a group watchdogging what's happening with voter ID programs, and of course Pennsylvania just cleared to continue doing that. The ACLU fought that heavily. Also, the female perspective on the ticket of Romney and Ryan. I had to think about it for a second because I had somebody email me about Ryan and asking me how many sit-ups did I think Ryan did every day. I have no idea. When I see him in Tampa, I will ask him that question. How many sit-ups do you do a day? That's how he gets the 6% body fat, I'm sure. Then also a conversation with Joel Joseph, And Joel, you'll love this, and this is for you, Izzy, listening in Missouri, and everybody else who loves Made in America, a segment that we do. And Joel is the guy. He made in the USA since the late 80s. He started the group Made in the USA, and it's amazing how big it's grown, and he's got all kinds of good stories about that, and legislation that he helped push forward that affect every single one of us, no matter where you live. Also, Sean Mashour will join us, too, as well, to talk about, he wrote that book on bliss after doing that research, interviewed 500-plus people talking about what makes you tick, and this thing that we're going to talk about in the Bliss Experiment is how do negative campaign ads and negative campaigning, how does it affect all of us? Or does it affect us? I think negativity, if you're around it for a long period of time, of course it would have an effect on you. But what exactly do negative campaign ads do, and the whole idea of we have to campaign negatively, right? So that and other things squeezed in between. Right now, though, we're headed to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Woo. This one comes to us from Harris, listening in the great state of Vermont. Harris says, hello, Kate Delaney. I love the show. Been listening now for about 2 years. Very sad what happened at the FRC. Sad because who cares what their politics are or what this guy's politics are. He's just another psycho out to do damage and kill innocent people. Luckily, thanks to that fantastic security guard, he was stopped. Can you imagine, especially with the guard getting shot, can you imagine if he had gotten to one of the floors and just started shooting at people? They wouldn't have been armed. They wouldn't have had anything they could have done other than what we've seen played out in that temple and at the movie theater, scramble to try to take cover in a locked closet, underneath a chair somewhere, anything that they could do to find shelter from the bullets. It didn't go that far, and that's the good news. I think the hero absolutely is the guard, without a doubt. Yeah, because, you know, what's going to happen is, of course, they're doing a mental health evaluation. He goes into the conservative Christian group headquarters with the obvious intent, and that's what he's charged with, assault with an intent to kill. He makes his first appearance in court. He's charged also with interstate transportation of a firearm and ammunition. And you're looking at least 30 years in jail. I mean, who knows what else could be thrown on top of this based on things he yelled out and all that other stuff. They got him cold on video. They show him taking a gun from his backpack and shooting the guard, wounding him, and then the rest is history after that. So, absolutely. Seeing this played out again in another place, though, and so well described by Harris, that once again you have people scrambling to save their lives, to hang on and not get hit by any of the bullets. Okay, let's move on to another one. This from Kelly. Kelly, I believe, hails from Illinois. The reason I know that is Kelly says, not too thrilled with our mayor. You know, the toss out from the Obama administration, Rahm Emanuel. He has to be stumping almost like overtime for Obama, for whatever it means. Kate, it's been interesting to watch this election season. I'm curious as to whether or not you think Ryan is ultimately going to make that much of a difference in the VP slot for Mitt Romney when it comes simply to votes. Do you think that Ryan adds votes to the Romney ticket? I will tell you, despite one of the guests that you had on your show, I'm not an idiot. I'm well read. I keep up with politics. I listen to your show, after all. He insulted a lot of people by saying that those who haven't made up their mind are idiots. I'm not an idiot. I just want to take my time and make sure I'm voting for the right one, for what it's worth. Yeah, we had T.J. Walker on, and T.J. got a few people hot under the collar by saying that. Pretty much that's what he said. All right, so here's the thing. I've said this before. 270 is the number. Somewhere in the 270 electoral-wise is what I think Romney would need to win. But his question is, what does Ryan do? Does Ryan deliver anything to the ticket? And just, I would say this, Wisconsin, I think now could be added to the list of I'm not sure. So he could deliver Wisconsin, especially you think of the governor there, Scott Walker, and the big victory he had over the unions, the public sector unions, after the sit-ins and all that stuff. So truly, what he does do is probably could give Wisconsin to Romney, and who knows, maybe some other states in the Midwest. I believe that he does add something, and whether or not it's enough to push him over the top, that remains to be seen. Certainly from the fundraising point of view, with the super PACs and whatnot, huge. Can't say enough how much the Koch brothers love Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, for a very long time. So that's not a new relationship. And not just the Koch brothers, but a bunch of other people, too. So this could be considered a risky pick, but probably one that had to happen for Romney. A new poll comes out, by the way, that is much different from the poll we saw last week, showing that the presidential contest now in Wisconsin is close. So Ryan's announcement didn't dramatically change the presidential poll numbers in that state, but it did change the way people viewed the race and also gave some numbers to Ryan and to Romney, saying that it's pretty much a toss-up if you look at what people are saying. Now, here's what's interesting. According to the CNN ORC International Survey, I'm giving you just a little bit more juice here, Kelly, which was done after Romney added Ryan to the Republican ticket. 49% of registered voters in Wisconsin say they back Barack Obama, 45% supporting Romney. So 4-point advantage over the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. That's in that whole sampling error thing. So how interesting is that? But before that, and here's where you see it, there were two other polls that were done last week before the Ryan announcement, and they showed that the president held a single-digit advantage in a state that he won by 14 points in 2008. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me. Just like Kelly and Harris did. How do you do that? Go to AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact, my friends.
Worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.